residence this year. Lisa attended St Catherine's, completing Year 12 in 1984. Since then, she's gone on to become one of Australia's leading female artists, working across a number of art forms, but predominantly in sculpture. We'd like to welcome Lisa to speak about her recent installation of her sculpture in the garden and her work as an artist.
Thank you for having me. I'm always lowering the microphone down. I'm always the smallest in the room. I'm very excited to have this sculpture installed. We installed it a couple of days ago. Thank you to the Old Girls Association who supported the installation of that work. Some of you might find it a strange work. It is very similar to us, but it's very different. And I know you've recently had Jane Goodall come here and give you a talk about her incredible work at Gombe National Park. She's an advocate for chimpanzees and for environment, and she did a lot of groundbreaking work on chimpanzee behaviour. I've got a different slide presentation in the background. I might sort of look at that and talk to you about some of those images. But my work for 30 years has been working with the subject matter of chimpanzees and with apes. I wanted to be a primatologist when I was here as a student. Unfortunately, I did very badly in physics and I wasn't able to go on to do that research that I wanted to do. But I was good at art and I had an incredible art teacher who just kept pushing me towards the arts. And she said, you can do art and you can go into art school and later on work out what you want to do. So off I went to art school, and all the way through art school I was painting images of animal behaviour, and I'm very concerned with animal sort of welfare. And when I finished art school, I went travelling and I ended up in Berlin. And I was there when the wall came down. And I watched this incredible environment of Eastern Bloc people coming over, socialism versus democracy, and all these different sort of elements of social welfare that were going on and different parts of humanity that I hadn't sort of really been exposed to before. And I was living in a squat. I had a studio in a squat, which was freezing. If anyone's been to Berlin in winter, it's minus 20. I had no hot water, so I used to go to the zoo again to draw because it was warm in the primate enclosure. And the zoologists there started seeing me there every day and they invited me to go backstage, what I call backstage at the zoo, and I started interacting with the apes in a much more personal way. And it led me to this lifelong sort of journey of basically going back to what I wanted to do, which is study primatology, but through my art. So 30 years of this work, and in that work I have been invited and exposed to the work of Jane Goodall again. When I was a young child, I used to read her books, and that was the thing that inspired me to want to be a primatologist. And then I've had the fortune, full circle, to be working with her now on a very large project next year. There's another presentation that I've got somewhere, I don't know, I sent some slides through last night, but I don't know if they're going to come up. But this work is going to be a 20-metre giant chimpanzee based on a very famous chimpanzee that she used to work with called David Greybeard. Now, I don't know if any of you have read her books, but David Greybeard was the chimpanzee that first showed Jane that humans weren't the only tool users. So tool user was the thing that defined humanity up until that point. So we were defined as humans as a tool user. And when she discovered that David Greybeard used tools, suddenly we had to reconsider the fact that humans weren't the only tool users. We had to redefine humanity or include chimpanzees as being human. So this giant chimpanzee will sit along on top of Hamer Hall. It's then going to be touring to very important events around the world. It'll be representing the Jane Goodall Institute at the IUCN, which is the big conference, which is the international organisation that talks about extinction of species. It'll be in Marseille. Then it's going to the United Nations building, UNESCO, and it'll end up at the Opera House next year, the following year. So I'm going to enjoy, hopefully you'll come down and look at the work. I'll be holding some workshops and some children's workshops, which I'd love you to be a part of. And Roots and Shoots will also be doing a big program. The work that you've got out in the garden is a pair of giant chimpanzee hands, and I'm going to invite you all to sit in those hands. I have to warn you that in summer it will get hot. It's cast in bronze. You'll notice the similarities and the differences between our hands and that chimpanzee's hands. Those chimpanzee's hands were taken from, they were modelled by a chimpanzee I used to work with in Antwerp Zoo. And I was able to get a handprint of her hands. And with the in that pair of hands, you'll see that that handprint is the original handprint still there. And I worked with a very interesting three-dimensional process, a digital process, where I was able to cut into a block of polystyrene that 3D printed hand. And then I carved around that the rest of the sculpture. So what you see there is as close to the original hands of that female chimpanzee as you can get. But I want you to sit in those hands. They're designed to sit in them, to interact with them. I've always hated when sculpture could not be touched. You know, it's that thing that was elusive, that you're not allowed to touch art. For me, those hands only become alive when you, as a viewer, will actually participate in them and sit inside them. So you'll actually notice that they're quite comfortable as well, don't you think? We were sitting in them before, testing them out. So it can be a meeting point. There'll be some landscaping around it, and there'll be pavers to encourage you to do that. So please enjoy those sculptures. I think some of you have been a part of my classes. I'm holding some more classes this week, which I'm really looking forward to. And please feel free to come up to me and ask me anything you want about being an artist or being in the creative industries or primatology. I'll give you any answers that I know. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. So thank you for having me.